Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Chatty Kathy. As always, this is the host, Kathy Prohorov, and I'm so excited that you're here today to listen to this episode. This episode, I want to explain about the shift. And if hopefully I explain it correctly, you'll get it right off the bat. And it's something that I've honestly been studying for the past 2 years. And the more I get into the mindset of it, the more it makes sense. Right away, it did not make sense to me. So that's why I'm saying, I hope I explain this correctly. If not, please re-listen and really get all the nuggets of what I'm sharing with you, because this is huge. And honestly, this is where I was wondering for so many years. Those of you that don't know, I'm a fitness trainer, a health coach. I've been in the industry for well over 30 years. And the thing about the issues were, was why was I able to help some of my clients shift? And then there's others that are just stuck in the same patterns, the same habits. And I've sat there and explained it into depth and details on the fact that these are the reasons that you're stuck in these patterns and habits. You just have to shift your patterns and habits. And it seemed to make sense. It seemed logical, but it was so weird. It was like I was in the twilight zone. I remember just thinking, what am I missing? Like, there's something I'm missing. Because when somebody comes to work with me, my goal is to get them from point A to point B. I mean, that obviously any professional is going to tell you that. Like, that is your, that's your system. That's your process. That's your success is in what your clients are getting from your help. And when they weren't getting it, it was just so frustrating to me. And what am I missing? Not what they're missing. What am I missing as the coach, the trainer, and the professional? So I started to just dive into the research and dive into my own realities. Like, what was it that shifted me from where I was stuck for so many years in wanting to achieve a better body, wanting to achieve a better life, wanting all of these successes and these results to show up in my life? And I would try and I would work so hard and I would work so hard. And I started to shift in ways that I didn't even realize what I was doing. So when I had to sit down and look at it, it actually brought me to the whole world of manifestation. And if you've ever heard or seen the movie and read the book, The Secret, that's really the first, kind of that first step that I started to look at, what is this? You know, what is this? Like I says, it was like that twilight zone shift of, am I looking at reality? Am I looking at something in a different state? And what does it all mean? And how does it all come together? Because I'm there. You know, I've actually created the results that I was looking for. And I live in those results that I'm looking for. And yet people look at me and they don't get it. And I think, what am I missing? Where am I missing? How come I can't explain it? You know, for so many of us, you know, we went to school and we learned different topics and subjects that we were interested in and passionate and wanted to learn. And everybody just explained it like in black and white. And it just made sense because it was black and white. You know, you do this, you get that. And for whatever reason, the success rate in wanting to get a better body, wanting to change the habits, the patterns, wanting to earn more money, wanting to have better relationships, wanting to change what's not working in our life isn't as black and white as, say, everything we've learned in school. And what is it that we're missing? And where do we have to actually move to in order to achieve what we're looking for? So hopefully I haven't lost you yet, because I know this can get a little, for me anyway, and maybe I'm just a simple girl that doesn't get things at first. I need a lot of just time and energy in focusing and on shifting that. So I had to shift my reality. I had to shift my reality from the person that was currently struggling with the things that I was struggling with, and then moving to the version of me that was then having the success and the results. So here's the thing. When we want to, and I'm going to use losing weight as an example for the first part of this, okay? So bear with me. You can plug in any goals that you have for yourself. Maybe you want to earn money, more money. You want to create a relationship, whatever it is, okay? Anything. Plug that into my example here. So say, for example, you want to lose 20 pounds, all right? So I would start this. My goal is to be 20 pounds lighter. So, and we're excited at the beginning, you know, and people always say, oh, it's motivation. Motivation is what's going to get you to your goals. No, it's not. That's BS. And that is not going to get you to your goals because motivation is like any other feeling. It comes and it goes. And emotions last for what, 60 to 90 seconds and they're gone. So if you can wait out an emotion for 60 to 90 seconds, if it's a negative emotion, then you're good, right? You're solid. You're moving on to the next one. But if you sit in it and you dwell on it and you create more of it, then obviously it's going to last a lot longer than 60 to 90 seconds, right? But motivation is the same way, right? And here's the problem. We can't keep it going because of this specific example that I'm going to share with you right now. So back to my point, you want to lose 20 pounds. Just pretend that's your goal, okay? You want to lose 20 pounds. So what do you tend to do? You know, what is the first step? Most people do. I know, you know, this is my thing here, right? When people want to lose weight, they go on a plan, right? They go on a program. They look at a meal plan. They follow somebody's meal plan that's written out for them or their, you know, their results or just everybody, right? In general, I've seen programs of all sorts. So they find a plan and a story. They find a plan and add in some workout, exercise, whatever it may be. Maybe it's a program, maybe it's walking, doesn't matter, right? It's movement. So they start to follow this plan. And in their mind, all they're focused on is, oh my gosh, I'm going to do this. I'm riled up. I'm ready to go. I'm fired up to lose that 20 pounds. And all they feel is that they're at that 20 pound goal, right? So here's the key. In that first step, where are they at? They are in that 20 pounds lighter goal. So you're excited. You're imagining yourself being 20 pounds lighter. You're excited. You're like, this is the plan. Here's the goal. Here's the secret. Here's the recipe that I'm going to follow. And in that, I'm going to achieve that goal of losing 20 pounds or whatever that may be, right? So that step alone, solid, right? That's solid. The problem isn't in that step though. The problem is in what happens next. So what generally happens next? And I could tell you from my own experience of working with thousands of women and men over the, I don't know, many, many years, 30 years, right? 30 years, ladies and gentlemen. Kathy has been doing this for a long time. And I, funny thing, had to get out of my own loop of repeating the same things with my clients over and over and over again, because I wasn't actually looking at this secret of what I had done in the past, what I changed to create my results now. When people say, oh, you're so lucky, you're so this, you're so that. No, I'm not. I just shifted. And you have to believe that you can shift too. And here's the thing. When you start motivated and you start looking at, I want to get 20 pounds lighter, and you start your program, whatever it may be, the program's not the answer. Trust me. It is not that program that is a success. Most people think that it is, right? They think that's the holy grail. Oh my gosh, this works best. Oh, it's intermittent fasting. Oh, it's, you know, it's CrossFit, or it's running, or it's keto, or it's low carb, or whatever it is, right? Plug in the diet program that you think it might be and the exercise plan that you think it might be. And you know what? They all work. That's the secret. They all work. What stops working? We do. We stop working because of this shift. That again, we don't see this in black and white, because this is not black and white. When we start in step one, we're excited. We're on track to lose 20 pounds. We have the goal. We have the plan. We have the workout. We're all ready to go. And then guess what happens? A couple days go by. Are we 20 pounds lighter yet? Nope. We get on the scale. Maybe we went down a little bit. Maybe we even went up a little bit. That is not the point. The point is that we don't get to that 20 pounds in a few days or a week or two, obviously, right? And if we did, probably not sustainable and something you should do because it's not healthy. So what happens then? We lose faith. We call it we lost motivation, but we start to look at it and think, gosh, I don't know. I don't know if this is working. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can get to that 20 pounds lighter goal. I don't know. And so then we start to change that energy, right? So step one, we're fired up, we're ready to go, we're all yay, rah, rah, rah. They call it motivation, right? Then we get to the point where we don't see the results right now because we don't see the 20 pounds off yet. So we think, oh gosh, I'm looking at my body now. I'm looking at the number on the scale now. I still can't fit into my clothes, my skinnier clothes. I still don't see those results. I'm still looking at myself in the mirror and beating myself up because I'm not there yet. So now what are we doing? We're shifting our reality. We went from, I see myself 20 pounds lighter and I'm all fired up and I'm motivated, I'm ready to go, I'm following this plan, to, ugh, it's not working. I don't know, look at me 20 pounds heavier. I'm not there. And then we start to feel that, it's that disappointment. It's a little bit of the disbelief that maybe I can't get there. Maybe I am not worthy of getting to that 20 pounds off goal. You know what? I've been here. This is my reality. This, you look at yourself in your mirror, and you're like, this is me right now. And this is where I'm at. And it could be money. It could be relationships. It could be anything. And you look at your current reality of where I am right now, and you think, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And so you start to try to cover up that feeling. Again, it's an emotion. Remember, we went from motivated. Now we're frustrated and we're a little disappointed in ourselves. But why? What changed? Nothing changed. We know if we were to sit down and consider logically, can I lose 20 pounds in a few days or a week or so? No. But should I see this huge improvement? That's what I want to see. Heck yeah. Do I want to lose 10 pounds in the first week? You bet your bottom dollar I want to lose 10 pounds in the first week. That means the second week I'll lose to the next 10 pounds and I'm done. We want results tomorrow. So we're sitting here living in this crappy feeling of where I'm stuck at today, wanting the results from tomorrow, feeling like we are not worthy and we suck and we currently are not able to get there. So you know what? Must be the program. Yep. That's what it is. You know, my friend Doris, she said that it's the keto plan. So I'm going to move from this low carb diet. I'm going to go to that keto plan, or I'm going to go do the intermittent fasting. I'm going to go do whatever the heck is out there spinning around that other people are spouting that works. The only thing that works is you. You work. It doesn't matter the program. The program doesn't matter, my friend, and that is the simple truth. You can go do any workout program. You can do any boot camp. You can do any challenge. You will get results, guaranteed. Now, whether it's sustainable for you or not, that's to be determined, right? Whether you believe you can get to the goal, however, is the challenge. And you know, this is the thing. If you push yourself to the extreme, you could still get there, but you might not believe that you can stay there. And here's a few examples. The first one is when I was 40 years old, 10 years ago, because I just turned 50. When I was 40 years old, my big goal at that time, because I felt like, okay, this is my last hurrah to push myself extremely physically, and I want to stand on stage and compete in a fitness competition. So I gave myself that challenge and I picked a date. I hired a coach and trainer. And therefore I went, again, step one, to get to that stage. Now here's the difference versus me just wanting to lose 20 pounds. Obviously I had been around for a while, so I already understood what it took to get there, but I still made this mistake, is that I went into it with the feeling of, hard, like hardship. I had to struggle. I had to live in struggle. And when we live in struggle, how motivated are we to stay in that for the long run? Not at all. We don't want to struggle. We don't want to feel uncomfortable. Our body and our minds is always trying to move us back to comfort, which is why we fall off track sometimes, which is why we have to shift some habits and make it more sustainable for us, right? But the point is that I started that challenge with my end goal. My end goal was to step on stage in March of whatever that was, 10 years ago, okay? So I had that goal of stepping on stage, and so I had to get at that goal. So I stuck with it. I went through 6 months of struggle, working out all the time, eating just crazy, following the food plans to drop the weight and the fat. And did it work? Of course it worked. The programs work. Right? They're written out to work. But was it sustainable? Heck no. Because I quickly realized that a life of a competitor, all these fitness pros that we see, are not healthy at all. I mean, even if you consider it, a marathoner is not healthy at all. Because what that is those are extreme circumstances that we're putting an athlete is not healthy at all. We're putting ourselves under extreme pressures and just those practices that are entailed to be at that elite status, that it is not sustainable. Therefore, it is not healthy. It doesn't move us towards health.
It actually moved me away from health, where, I mean, I really did screw up my metabolism. I everything was just knocked off. I got so low in my body fat that, you know, my body really pretty much shut down. And it took me about 6 months to a year to get it back. Like, I had to just heal my body again and allow it to recover because of that extreme challenge and program that I had put it under. Now, that's not to say that it did work, right? It worked. I got to my goal, which is the problem with all of these extreme fad diets, is that they will work, but they make us feel like we have to struggle, that we have to hate the process. Now, how motivated are you to hate the process and live that way for the rest of our lives? I'm not motivated to hate the process. I want to eat carbs and I want to, you know, do things that are fun and enjoy things in life and not always have to go, 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 right? But yet people think that of me. They think, well, that's just you. It's in your blood. It's in your genes. It's just how you're wired. And let me just tell you, that is definitely not the case. I am not wired that way at all in the beginning. Now I am, but I had to rewire myself because I'm a human being just like everybody else, right? I mean, I never even played sports in school. I wasn't allowed to play sports. I was pretty lazy as a kid. I liked, I'm a more of an introvert. I like to sit and write. I love writing. I love, kind of imagination things. So I would do imagination play when I was young. I just love things like that and just connecting with small groups of friends. That was my jam. I didn't play sports. I wasn't active. I thought that was lame. In fact, I know my mom used to beg me, why don't you go ride a bike? Why don't you go do this? Why don't you go outside? I didn't want to. It just, that was me. I was a little bit lazy. And so, you know, therefore, here I come, you know, to the age of puberty when everything starts to, you know, show up a little bit more. Now I'm hearing from my friends and TV news and magazines that, dude, I need to be a little bit lighter. I'm a little bit too stocky and big. And obviously, because I grew up a little faster than my friends in sixth grade, by the way, you know, I obviously look like a giant and I thought I was ginormous. So that in my head became like an issue. So then I dealt with emotional eating and I went down the wrong direction. But I was not active. I didn't have myself all in line with the success rate that I knew I was going to get later on down the road. I didn't even know I was going to be able to be successful because I didn't believe in myself because I was stuck in that reality loop of looking at myself where I'm currently struggling and not knowing what to do next because I'm not there. So how the heck is this even going to work? So the extreme programs will work, but they will only work while you're doing them and while you're struggling. And that is not my goal. You know, I've gone this far. I can definitely get to a low, 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 low fat and very shredded look, but I don't want to live that way. So why should I put my body through that? Because you know what happens on the other side of the coin is we have to then recover and heal the body. So I knew what happened at that point. Now, here's a second example, because I told you I'm going to give you two examples. The first example is the competition challenge that I did. Of course, that worked. Again, it's not the program. It's what I was motivated to do. And I'm using motivation kind of lightly here. But I was pushing towards a goal, an end goal. And once I reached that end goal date, I was done. Literally, figuratively, I was done. My body was done too. So I healed myself and I had to figure out a new way to continue without going completely backwards to where I started. Okay. So I had to learn. It's like, we're always on this journey. We're always on this road to whatever it is that we're looking for, whether we decide to just stick with where we're at now, it's our decision every day, right? The second example is I worked at this one boot camp, a center, I don't know, a couple years ago, and it was all the it was like a big fad at that time, you know, join the 6-week challenge, you know, and so you'd come into this boot camp center. So this was this center. And I know they all were more or less written out this way. They you don't see them as much anymore, if at all, because, you know, it kind of ran its course. The whole gist of it was that you go into this center and they promise you lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks. So this was this one center. So I know everybody had their own focus, but the one that I worked at was lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks, guaranteed, or your money back. Okay. So, or not, or your money back, lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks, guaranteed. And here was the promise and the underhanded reality of it, where, because I was one of the trainers and I was one of the sales reps, and I learned quickly what they were selling and I quickly gave my opinion on it. So let me explain. So here it is. I'm starting out and I'm excited because it's fun. The energy's high. You teach these boot camp classes, music's pumping, you have all these circuits going. And so I like that. Like that's my thing, right? I love that. So here I come into that. And then they start asking me, well, Kathy, you know, everybody's, you know, motivated by your classes. Why don't you start selling some of the packages? So great. Lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks. I'll sell those packages. And they're like, then you get the commission on it. I was like, awesome. So this is the thing. You have somebody who's interested in it. I actually did the advertisements too. I did the video. They had a camera crew come in and I had to memorize a couple scripts and I actually saved those videos. It'd be funny to share those now, but of me, you know, talking to people on screen, come and join the 6 week challenge. And so, you know, I did that. And then here, these people would see this advertisement, whether it was myself or something else, someone else, and they'd click on the advertisement and then they would be prompted to call us, right? Or email us and give us their information. Like click here and plug in your information. So then me as a sales rep, I would call them up and I would say, hey, I know you're interested in the 6 week challenge. Why don't you come down here and we can see if we can get you entered, right? Limited spots available, which was always, you know, a lie. But anyway, so that they, you know, maybe make an appointment to come down. We scheduled them in an appointment. And in that appointment, it was a pitch, right? This huge pitch where, you know, you'd make them feel bad about, the, oh my gosh, you know, oh yeah, this is where you're at. You weigh them and you tell them where they should be, you know, and you know, all that crap. And sorry, I don't believe in that anymore. I'm not sorry. Sorry, but not sorry. And so you basically just kind of berate them and not that I would do it that way, but that was the whole point of it, right? Was to make somebody feel bad about having that extra weight on them and that you do really want to get this 20 pounds off, right? So then they would, yes, please. Okay, great. Well, it's a $300 deposit or whatever the you know, sometimes it was 500, sometimes it was 300, just depending on the challenge. So you put this money down, you lose that 20 pounds. If you follow the system, you're guaranteed to lose the 20 pounds. If you lose the 20 pounds, you get your money back. So that was the whole catch. And so they're motivated. It's like me signing up for that competition, right? Putting my money down, I'm going to get on stage and I'm motivated. So it was a motivation out of desperation and out of struggle, right? So then they would put down that $400 or $500 and they would get this extremely, let me just tell you a little bit about it. And this is the truth. I'm sharing with you the truth of why I really despise what many of the fitness industry lies tell us to do. This was just the most irritating, annoying. I was just really pissed off at this point. So they tell these people, these individuals, because again, it works, right? But listen to how crazy the system is that works. You have to work out at least 5 classes a week. And these classes are pretty grueling. I mean, that is high intensity. It's exhausting, right? It takes a lot of energy. And it really pushes your body. There could be injuries that happen. There could be a lot of issues coming and whatever. But needless to say, you're burning calories, right? So that's what it takes. So they come in, you tell them 5 days a week. You have to commit to 5 days a week. And of course, there was classes all morning, all night, so every day of the week. So they can definitely have an option there. So 5 days a week, and they get this meal plan. Now, in this meal plan, I just was giving out the meal plan, right? I didn't even question it. I'm like, oh, whatever, it's a boot camp, blah, blah, blah. You know, this is a challenge. And I started to study the meal plan. And I thought, because I had a lot of people complaining how hungry they were. And I thought, oh, that's weird. Okay, I know you're going to be somewhat hungry, but it was really bad, right? So I started to look at it and I'm like, there's no way I would be able to follow this. This is extremely limiting. So then I went to the manager and I says, well, what is with this program? You know, can we change it up? And it was adaptable to depending how heavy that person is or how light that person was. Obviously, their calorie range would change, right? Of course, the more you weigh, the more food your body needs to survive and less if you're lower on the, you know, in your weight. So I asked them, like, we're pretty much giving this to everybody. I mean, I only think it shifted a little bit if they were over, I think it was over 250 pounds or something, then it would shift. So I thought, okay, this is really extremely a light eating plan. You know, you're really restricted. So I says, well, what is the calorie range, right? Because my thing is like, you should never eat below 1200 calories. That is just so, so dangerous for our bodies. Nobody should be eating below 1200 calories, right? That is not nutritious. That is not healthy. That is not good for you. And you do not need to be that restrictive on yourself at all. There is no benefit in that at all. It's actually dangerous. So here I'm thinking, okay, 1,200 maybe, you know, but you shouldn't be eating less than that. So I asked the manager, how many calories am I giving these people when I'm telling them to sign up for the six-week challenge and to add 5 days of grueling workouts in as well, which increase your need for calories, right? And it looked at me straight on in the face and says, it's 800 calories. 800 calories is what I'm giving these challengers. And I'm telling them to not only survive on 800 calories, which is not even sustainable if you're just laying in bed all day long, you're still gonna be hungry because your body is still burning calories and working, right? Your body's working magic right now just listening to this. You not have to lift a finger. It just, your body's doing a lot of amazing things internally and burning calories while you're at it, right? So if you're burning calories while you're sleeping, if you're burning calories while you're sitting or lying down, then obviously you need more than 800 calories. Yet I'm asking these people now to, and I'm saying I, because I was giving this out, not studying it beforehand, which that was on me, and giving this out and asking them now to not only live their lives and continue to move, requiring way more than 800 calories, I might add, and now to add in 5 days of grueling exercise every week. You better believe they're going to lose 20 pounds, but they're going to lose a lot of they're going to lose a lot of muscle tissue and water, and they're going to be depleted. So it's going to leave them feeling bad in the end. And even if they were 0.1 pound away from losing the 20 pounds, they wouldn't get their money back. So the whole goal was to have these people struggle so badly that they couldn't stick to it and they would lose some weight. So they'd feel successful to some point, right? But then they'd have to forfeit their money because they didn't get the 20 pounds off. That, my friend, was the line in the sand. I says, I cannot continue to give out this meal plan. I need to restructure. And he says, no, deal with it, Kathy. It works. And that's what I actually was told. Deal with it, Kathy. It works. And I thought, F that. That is not working. That is putting people in danger and harming their health and just doing so much negative to them and feeding that frenzy of that restrictive diet mentality. I quit on that day. I remember people were messaging me, where'd you go? They were following me on Instagram and Facebook like, Kathy, we came to class and you weren't there. And I was like, I had to quit. I couldn't in good faith continue to give that type of belief to people that I'm there sharing that this works. This does not work. And so if you're in the mentality of thinking that I have to struggle to get to my reality, you will never get to your reality and stay there. It might work if you do the plans as I just explained in these two examples or something in relation to these, but it is not sustainable and it is so unhealthy to our precious bodies. And let me just say, your body is precious. My body is precious. It works so hard for us to live every day. We don't have to think about beating our heart, pumping our blood, working every organ, all the things that are going on internally that you don't have to do or think about, right? Consider that already a win. You don't even have to do anything and you're successful, right? Because your body is doing so much for you on autopilot. So why don't we then turn it around and create a better reality for it? Now, here's the shift. From what I just explained to you, you're probably thinking, well, Kathy, well, what the heck then? Like, what am I even listening to this for? What is that shift? What are you trying to share with me here? I'm trying to share that when you start a plan with the excitement of being 20 pounds, for example, lighter, and you start this plan and you have this program in front of you, the only thing that's going to get in your way is you, because you're going to start to not believe the ability, for you to get to those results in the end. So you start to sidestep. Step number two, you're not as motivated anymore to continue with your meal plans or your activity. So, you know, you might eat a cookie and skip a workout. And these are just small examples. But over time, then all of a sudden the weight goes up a little bit more on the scale. And what happens? And you're like, psh, see, knew it wouldn't work. So then lo and behold, somewhere down the line, it's usually within the first 2 weeks of a program. Most people just say, screw it, it's not working. And this happens with the New Year's resolutioners too, is that we stay on as long as we can handle, as long as our brain can handle. Excuse me, I think I need some water and I don't have any nearby, so I keep clearing my throat. I'm too fired up. The problem is that we think where we currently are. we don't think as the person who's 20 pounds lighter or richer or in a better relationship or whatever it is that we want to achieve. We start to come back to our current reality. We start to look at ourselves in the mirror and think, oh, look at you. You're just, ugh. Because that's our current voices. Those are the patterns. Those are the habits. Those are the, everything is trying to keep us in the same spot. So the only way, I'm telling you this because I want you to understand why you may have been stuck in whatever else you're stuck with right now, spinning wheels, is that it's not some guru who has all the secrets. You know what to do. You know, I wouldn't have to give you a meal plan in a workout program and say, this is how you're going to, you know, lose 20 pounds. You can lose 20 pounds in every situation that you know. You cut calories back a bit. You add a little bit more movement. That's it. You don't have to restrict down 800 calories, though. That's just dangerous, right? You restrict a little bit. Maybe 300 calories you cut back a day. If you're eating 2,000 calories, well, now you're at 1,700. Guess what? You're going to lose weight. And it's going to feel a bit more sustainable. You're going to be able to handle that. You're not going to feel as miserable. And maybe you take a walk a couple times a week. That's doable, right? So my point is that you don't have to hate the process because all the processes work. You just have to reshift where you're at right now. And here's the thing. You have to start to believe that you're already 20 pounds lighter. Because why? When you get up out of bed every morning, you can choose two different options. You can act and eat and think like someone who's 20 pounds heavier or in your current reality, or you can act and think and move and believe like the person that you're excited when you started the program, 20 pounds lighter. If you wake up every day and you act and you think and you move and you believe like the person who's already 20 pounds lighter, what is going to happen over time? You, my friend, will lose the 20 pounds and you will start to reset your normal so that you stay there. And that has been my message for the past, say, three to five years since I started to see this more clearly, because it's really it's a mind shift, right? You just got to shift your mind. And I'm constantly doing this in all areas. In fact, right now, my current practice, and I'm always practicing how to reestablish what's not working for me. My new thing right now, and I'm sharing this with everybody that talks to me. So if you know me personally, I've been telling you this and you're probably like, oh no, here she goes again. I don't like to say the word I'm sorry when I'm not sorry. And here's the thing. We say I'm sorry. I know I'm going off topic for a second, but I'm just saying I'm always working on changing something that's not working. When I say I'm sorry, say for example, somebody wanted me to work an extra shift and I say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Why am I sorry? I didn't do anything wrong. So I've had to reshift my thinking. I'm sorry, I think is a knee-jerk reaction we all have. Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Why are we so freaking sorry? Stop being sorry. Step up and be a little bit more confident and feeling good about yourself. If I do something wrong to somebody and I'm truly sorry, yes, therefore I will apologize and say I'm sorry. So I'm not against saying those words. What I'm against saying is I'm sorry just because I bumped into somebody. I could say, excuse me. Not I'm sorry. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't mean to bump you, right? So I'll say, excuse me. And if I can't fill a shift or do something for somebody, a favor somebody asks me, I don't have to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I just say, oh no, I can't do that. I hope you find somebody, right? So there's a huge shift. Did you hear the difference? So let me repeat it. Somebody says to Kathy, can you fill this shift for me on Monday at 10 o'clock? And I say, oh no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. How do I feel about myself in that moment? Not so good, right? I'm sorry. I feel a little like I'm disappointed that person. But that's not my job. I didn't sign up for that. If I want to do them a favor, I can. I could say, sure, I'll do that for you. And that's fine. But if I can't or I don't want to, I don't have to say I'm sorry. I don't have to apologize. It's not my job to do that and make them happy, right? We're all people pleasers. So what I've done instead is I'll go, oh no, I can't do that on Monday. I hope you find somebody. You know, best wishes of, you know, whatever it is. Refrain from saying the words I'm sorry unless you're truly apologizing for something. And that's been my new shift. So there's always ways we can shift. But my topic for today, I know I went off a little bit, but it's the same premise. It's looking at
What is the perspective? How am I living every day? How am I acting every day? How am I thinking? Because those thoughts turn into actions, right? We believe the thoughts that we're thinking over and over again. So we have to shift the thought patterns, the belief system, the BS in our head, as Tony Robbins calls it. And we have to shift that belief system, that BS, and we have to create a new one, a new reality, as if we're at that current goal, because we will get there if we get up and we act like that person who is richer, who is fitter, who is healthier, who is stronger, who is happier and more fulfilled in every way. If we act like that person and we keep reshifting, and trust me, you're going to go back. I still say, I'm sorry when I don't mean to. I still make little missteps on things that I'm trying to change, but it doesn't mean I'm a failure. It means, oh, I'm aware of that now. Look at how my mind has now become a little bit more aware of that topic now. Huh, Kathy, you never even were aware how many times you were saying, I'm sorry, or skipping workouts or whatever the thing might be for you right now. And now you're aware of it. And once you shine a light on that thing, now you're more able to change it, right? You will reshift it like, oh, whoops, did that again, reshift. The next time it's going to be a little bit better. It's going to be a little bit better. It's going to be a little bit better. But you just got to keep climbing upwards towards your results and acting as if you're there now. I truly hope this message came clear to you, and I hope it made sense. If not, I'd love to hear it. Go ahead and connect with me. You can catch me on Instagram. I'm at Kathy Pro Fitness. You can catch me on Facebook at also Kathy Pro Fitness. And you can email me, KathyProFitness@gmail.com. And you can check me out at my website at TheSuperstarElite.com. And there's a way to contact me there too. So if this made sense to me, to you, I can't even speak anymore. If this made sense to you from me, please hit me up. Let me know, right? Kathy, this made sense, or whatever you want to share. And if it didn't make sense, I would also love to hear, because I want to help share my thought process with you a little bit better. Sometimes I know I get a little scattered. I am not sorry because it's the way I speak, but I want to explain it better if I missed anything or you missed anything and there was a gap that needs to be filled. But I hope at least it was, you know, eventful, entertaining, for lack of a better word, but truly inspiring to you to see that there is something different besides just the black and white, that there is another phase, there's another reality to it. We can't always see it, but we know it's the energy that's there in between where we're at now and where we're going. And we just have to act as if we're already there where we're going, and we will create that energy towards that reality. So until the next time, go out, connect with me, have a beautiful day or night, and I will see you in the next episode. Thanks for being here.